the programming and conditioning is real. And so even for people who are really, really successful now, there's still a money story.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this special edition episode with some very, very special guests. In this two-part episode series, you will be listening in on one of my free Ouroboros masterclasses. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with part one of the podcast episode.
All right. So tonight I really want to talk about having freedom of choice and what are you willing to do to create that freedom of choice? And are you willing to actually see things for what they actually are? Are you willing to question everything that you always believed was true simply because you were told it was true? And so Taryn's going to join me for a minute. So it's Saturday night, which means that Taryn and I have been here webinaring and
nonstop
and taking action that creates choices, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of action that makes choices. Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing better than the feeling of being able to have multiple choices at your fingertips, whether it's where you want to live, who you want to be with, how you want to show up, what you want to wear, what you want to buy, what you want to eat. Like, it's all about the choices. So my choice tonight is to hang out with you.
So this is Taryn Lee. So Taryn is an incredible, incredible leader in the female entrepreneur space. She is a expert strategist in network marketing. She is my business partner in a couple of ventures that we are doing together. And I'm hugely inspired by her all the time and her decision and choices to question everything and to decide against everything she was sort of raised to believe, to live a different type of life and to go out and create economic freedom and choices for herself. Mm. And so I thought, you know, it'd just be really cool to have her on and talk a little bit about, because maybe talk a little bit about like where you came from and how you were raised and, you know, sort of what you were expected to do. And we talk a lot about programming and conditioning, and I talk a lot to you guys about programming and conditioning, and we talk about this questioning everything and beginning to think for yourself and deciding to go against the grain and deciding to make choices that the other people around you and in your life aren't experiencing or aren't choosing to make. So yeah. I would love to hear just a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are right now, which by the way is earning six figures a month, multiple six figures a month inside her business and having multiple streams of revenue at this point and getting to live the life that you deeply desire and that you're wildly passionate about in Bali, Indonesia, basically doing everything that you want to be doing in life, right?
Absolutely. Like living the absolute life of my dreams because I decided that's what I was going to do. And for some reason, even when I was a little girl, I knew that. I remember my grandfather telling me once, you know, you need to turn the lights off and you need to do this. And I said, but I don't need to learn these things because one day I'll have people that do that for me, and I do now. So. But you know, I grew up with a single mom. I mean, she literally had when she paid everything, $10 a week for us to be able to do things on. I grew up in a really poor neighborhood, in a really poor suburb. I grew up where nobody wanted to grow up. And I always felt like I had that as well, that stigma about where I grew up from. And I just was always very, very aware of the lack of money and the lack of abundance that we had and how much that impacted my mother's life and our life. And then my father was a farmer and didn't really understand anything about this, you know, anything about the entrepreneur world or anything like that. And so I just deeply knew. I was like, I want a different kind of life. I don't want the life my mom has. I don't want the life my father has. And I don't want the life that my 42 cousins have. Good for them, but it's not for me. And, you know, living in the country, I'm not very domestic, so that doesn't help as well. But yeah, so you know, I guess I went totally against the grain. And in many ways, I've always felt a bit like a black sheep in my family because I wanted more. And I wanted more than what I grew up with. And I wanted more than my mother had. And I wanted more than I wanted more experiences than my father had. And, but just decided that I was just going to do it. I've always felt like we get this one shot at life and it's not a dress rehearsal. And so why not make the most of it? Why not go out there and do the best you can with all the different gifts that we're all kind of given? And so, yeah, that's definitely where I came from. I mean, our programming, I told you the other day, you know, my dad still to today, I can't even tell my dad how much I earn because it blows his head away. But still to today, my dad will say, why can't you just be a hairdresser? I understand that.
And like, not that there's anything wrong with being
hairdresser. No, 100%. Absolutely. I love hairdressers. But the thing is, like, he just can't understand this entrepreneur life and can't understand especially a woman being like that. And so, yeah, I fully feel like the black sheep of my family. I go back to my family reunions and I barely can even tell them what I do because it's too crazy. So, yeah.
So how did you make the choices? Like, how did you break out of, I mean, you know, and I know that you are quite diligent in continuing to question everything, continuing to educate yourself, continuing to break down conditioning and programming. But what enabled you to make that first, like, what enabled you to break free in that first big way that enabled you to be like, you know what, this is all bullshit. Like, I don't have to believe this. I don't have to buy into this. Like, I don't have to play inside this game that I'm being programmed and conditioned to believe that I need to play in.
Yeah, I mean, I was very, very fortunate that even though my mum wasn't playing a big game, she would constantly tell me that I could do anything in the world I wanted to from the moment I was born. Funnily enough, my father's family were very much the opposite. They're like, don't shine too much. Like, you know, don't be odd and shine too much. That's crazy. Be humble about everything. Yes. But my mom was always really like, you can literally be anything that you want in the world. And even though for a lot of the time I thought they were just words, because they were just words, because I didn't see my mom living that way. I thought you're living how you've been told to live. But I feel like there was that thing that after a while that enough was enough for me to go, I really could live any way that I want to. And then I would just get inspired by other female entrepreneurs, to be honest. I would look at what they're doing and I would read their stories and I would think, well, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Like, they've got all the things. I'd read all their stories, and many people that are super successful have come from humble beginnings or have come from whatever. And I would just think, well, shit, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, what was so much different to them that was for me? And so that was really, I guess, part of my unconditioning of that was deciding to focus more on people that I wanted to have the life of and more the people that I would see that were living the life that I wanted to live and were successful and were traveling the world and doing what they wanted. I chose to focus on them instead of maybe I disconnected from TV a long time ago, even when I was younger. So I just decided that I was going to focus on that because what you focus on expands. So if I focus on successful people and the people that had the things that I wanted, if they were living the life that I wanted and they created themselves, they weren't just born into it, I guess, like you know, other people can be, but they weren't born into that, that's who I followed. And so I just became, I guess, relentless at learning how they did whatever they did in their world, and tried to block out the other stuff and tried to not care that I was the black sheep of the family.
So it's interesting because we always talk about our similarities, and I actually never knew this about you, but I think it's fascinating because we often talk about how our mothers are a lot alike in many ways. But that is the thing I think for me that I say all the time is has been so helpful to me is that my mom told me the same thing.
Yeah.
She always told me you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything that you want to be. Anything that you set your mind to, you can be. And very similarly, she wasn't being that. And so it took, but that is also programming and conditioning. So we were programmed and conditioned from a very young age at some level, whether we were seeing it or not in our environment and our surroundings, to believe that we could be anything that we set our minds to, or we could achieve anything we set our minds to, because we were told that.
Yeah.
And even though we weren't seeing it, we were told that. So I never knew that about you, which is super interesting because that's the thing. And I've talked about it. It's in the beginning of my book where I actually give credit to my mom and say, you know, there were a couple of things that really impacted me in my life that she told me. And one of those was that she just on repeat told me, you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. And the other thing that she always told me was that beauty's only skin deep. And so it's more important to be beautiful inside than it is to be beautiful outside.
My mom would tell me the same thing. So that just shows you how unbelievable that conditioning is. My parents were separated, but had I been totally raised by my father, I probably would be a different person because him and his family and his beliefs are be humble. Don't talk about the things that you're special. You're not that special. Like, he loves me and things, but it was very much you're not that special. Whereas my mom was, you are special. And you can do anything in the world that you want to do.
Yeah.
And so I am always grateful that even though my mom didn't live that life, she didn't kind of, her actions weren't like that, but her words to me from the day I was born was, you can do anything in the world. And therefore, I have.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the thing you have to understand is that we all have programming and conditioning. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's, and some of it comes directly from our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents, but we're all carrying generations of ancestral DNA programming and conditioning around money, wealth, and abundance, and prosperity, and worthiness, and deserving. And so there's a lot of baggage that we carry that's not ours. You know, I carry tremendous slavery codes through my father's side of the family. And all of it can be overcome. So even if you didn't have the mother that was telling you, and I think, you know, sometimes I look at growing up the way that we did as, there's another layer of programming that has to be gotten rid of there in that we don't show up in the same way in living a limited life, but saying that you can do anything you want because there's an incongruency there. There's something out of integrity in that living one way and saying something else. And so, you know, for me, I know that's something really major that I've had to overcome in my journey. And so we all have our own shit. We all have our own money story. We all have our own baggage. We all have our own things we need to work through. And so one of the things I think that we've talked a lot about is the familial programming. And that even when we're breaking through or we're breaking free financially from limits that perhaps our parents had or our grandparents had, and you know, I mean, I think this is quite common. It's like really difficult to talk to when, you know, and we're very blessed to be at this level, but it's very difficult to talk to people, I think, in our families about the amount of money that we earn because they just, one, they can't comprehend it. Two, they think we must be like dealing drugs or doing something illegal, like be arms dealers or something. I don't know. Cause they're just like, what
do
you mean? How are you doing that?
Like I couldn't remember. I told you, I can't tell my family that I travel business class.
Yeah.
I'm like, they would just be like, what? And I'm like, that's just normal. It's just not normal for them. So it's quite a thing.
But I think, and the thing that we've frequently talked about is familial programming is one of the most debilitating bits of programming that we have. Because even at our level, to be like, it's just, we can't talk about it. You can't talk about it. It's like not acceptable. And this is the thing that familial programming is perhaps some of the most debilitating. And I know that this is something that you're definitely wanting to work through with your family. Mm. And it's the thing that I still really work hard on as well. Because at some level, if we're holding ourselves back from freely and openly sharing who we are and our existence and our reality with the people that are closest to us, we're holding ourselves back.
100%. And I share that even that story about travel with you because I remember very distinctly, I think I was telling you that story, right? I was like, very distinctly, I was posting a picture of me traveling. And I don't care what anyone else thinks, but I really cared what my dad thought. I was like, oh, I post this and my dad is going to be thinking, like, why are you showing off? You know, why are you doing this? It was my dad that was making me stop wanting to do that because I had his voice in my head about, you know, be humble. Don't be like that.
And don't be wasteful.
Yeah. Like, you should be spending that on something else, not travel. I'm like, no, dad. Like, I make way more money when I travel that way than when I don't.
So I think that, you know, there's this part of us, all of us, and it doesn't matter how much you're earning. Like, we have this programming and conditioning that is passed down to us from our parents and from our great-grandparents. And, you know, if you're in Taryn's and my age range, which maybe we will or will not give that away, but if you're in our age range or anywhere around our age range, you had parents and great-grandparents that grew up and were raising children during the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And so, and as a result
of... making us sound really old.
I know, right? But it's true. Like, our grandparents and our great-grandparents grew up and were raising kids during the Great Depression. And that era of time on this planet was... I mean, there's going to be another era of time that's going to be that impactful. And it's
now.
What we're living through right now. Yeah. What our children are experiencing right now in the world and the masks and the... social distancing and all of this stuff, like we will look like generations from now, our kids are going to be looking back going, our parents and our grandparents were living or were being raised during
time. But also generational wealth has just had, for many people, just been wiped off.
Yeah.
Like people that had all these, you know, great businesses and all these sorts of things that they'd spent generations building up.
Yeah.
This year, there has been so many of them, they've literally just, boom, like, generations of wealth have just annihilated over this year.
Yeah. And that carries a lot of baggage with it, as you can imagine. And so all of us have that stuff that we're carrying from our grandparents that you know, it's not ours to carry. Like, it is holding us back and it's not ours to carry. The thing I think that's so interesting is that this is actually what created tall poppy syndrome.
Mm.
This is actually what created crab bucket mentality. It was dangerous, right? And everybody was suffering. So if you weren't suffering and you were showing that you were, like, those people were hiding their money.
Mm.
Like, nobody wanted to appear like they were making more money than other people because so many people were suffering. So it was like, assimilate. Don't shine your light.
Mm.
And as people started to recover from the Great Depression, which was a global impact, right? And as people started to recover from that, we still carried that don't shine. And obviously there have been a few people who have broken free from that mold and you know, and they shine and they become our celebrities or our influencers or our politicians or our government leaders. But the programming and conditioning is real. And so even for people who are really, really successful, now there's still a money story. No matter where you are, there's always more layers of the onion to peel back. There's always more to uncover. And, you know, I'm passionate about this work and it's because I do it every day. Like I literally do wealth consciousness work every day. I'm always trying to go deeper. I'm always trying to expand. I'm always trying to figure out what's the next thing that's holding me back. What's the next thing that's holding me back? How do I break through that block? Because I just believe that we're limitless.
Mm, we are limitless. And when we keep peeling it back, we finally get to that place where we realize we really are, which is what I love about that work that you're really doing is you peel back that layer and people will reach that next level of income and wealth and belief in themselves. And then you'll peel back the next one and you'll peel back the next one and the next one and next one until you just realize you are completely limitless. And so saying something like, I want 7 figures a month or 8 figures a month, all of a sudden becomes not a pie in the sky kind of dream, it becomes reality that you know will happen. So having that kind of support to know we're going to get all that unprogramming happening. Like, the more the layers start to come off, the more you realize, okay, I just get some more layers off, and all of a sudden, the more money I'm going to make.
Yeah. So, the more I expand. Yeah. The more I shed, the more I expand. The more I shed, the more I expand.
Yeah.
So for you to get to where you are right now, how did you step into that? I'm worthy and deserving of this massive amount of income. I'm worthy and deserving of having this life that I deeply desire. I'm worthy and deserving of living on this tropical island. And like, how did you get to that place from being like, don't be too much, don't be humble? I mean, obviously your mom told you you could be anything you wanted to be, but like, how did you get to the place of, I'm actually worthy and deserving of this life? I didn't know this was going to be an interview Taryn show, but apparently that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that, okay, I obviously had my mom who planted those seeds in my mind, but I also had 50 other members of my family that were very much like, downplay everything of you. I don't think I really tapped into that full feeling of worthy and deservingness until 20 months ago, when I was told, we believe you have early onset MS. And for that 4 months, it was the most clarity I'd ever had in my life to realize that I've been building all this stuff and I've been building this freedom life, and to be told that I might end up being trapped in a body that would deteriorate, it gave me so much clarity. It was unbelievable. And it was really to have that moment, if I'm really honest, which was like, you can and do have anything in the world. And that's because we only have a really short freaking time here. So we might as well play big. And I mustn't have believed it really to the point that it did really land for me. Even though I've always said those words, it was then that it really fully, fully landed in those 4 months when I had no idea what the outcome of my health was going to be. It was in that 4 months that I was like, you know what, if I come out on the other side of this somehow, I just had realized how freaking short life is and how freaking precious it is and how like we actually can go do anything we want because it is short and precious. That's what is so remarkable about it. And so all of a sudden it became my mortality, actually, that made me realize I am so worthy and deserving of anything that happens on the planet, as we all are.
Yeah.
Like, we all are. And it was really, I think, that kind of bitch slap from the universe that it gave me that just kind of said, wake up. It's time for you to play big. It's time for you to truly step into all those things that you say that you want and believe in the world. And it's time to really believe it. And so I think it was that more than anything, actually. That
and you
really
didn't ultimately end up having MS.
No, I didn't. I didn't. So. I didn't. But for 4 months, everybody thought that I did. And I did. Everyone thought that I did. And the doctors all thought that I did. And so for that 4 months while I was going in and out of testing, I was like, holy shit, my life is about to get really, really freaking different. And, you know, the day that my doctor told me that this is what we believe, is wrong with you, was the same day Selma Blair had just said to everyone she had MS. So all I had that day was all over Facebook, this woman who was shaking in her body and talking about how everything is affecting her. So yeah, it was a massive bitch slap from the universe, but it actually, like anything, it has been for me the greatest gift ever to have that time of bitch slap, because it made me just realize, like, life's short. It's so precious. We really can go do anything. And why freaking waste it? Like, why waste it on what other people think of you? Just care about what you think of you. And so, yeah, I think that was really the catalyst for me to do that. Although, I do think that I had all those seeds along the way.
Yeah.
And following a lot of mentors along the way. But, yeah, it was that moment that made me go, it just gave me so much clarity. I don't think you can ever, I mean, anyone else that has ever experienced that moment, those moments of clarity, there's nothing like it to realize what the world really, really is like, and that we truly are truly can have anything and do anything we want. So, yeah.
And I know that you're a very spiritual person, and, you know, I think a big part of our life here in Bali is exploring, I mean, going on as many spiritual journeys as we can, right? So I'm interested to know how big of a role your spirituality and that accessing yourself on a multi-dimensional level has played into your success and into your ability to, like, generate the wealth that you've generated at this point. Have you always been like this? Have you always been spiritual, or is this something that, like, has happened along the way?
Have I always been? I feel like I have always kind of been spiritual. And again, from my mum, I think. I mean, I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so there was that kind of spirituality, but different to this kind of spirituality, I guess. And always loved Bali. I always believed in magic. Like, I just always believed in it. And I think that my success is hard work and magic. And magic, I can only say, is from tapping into that spiritual side. And so, and I guess when I use the word magic, I feel like it's really saying spirituality.
Yeah.
But it's that thing that's almost unexplainable. Because I sometimes can't explain how things have happened and how the universe has blessed me so much. And so definitely, it's played a huge role in my abundance. It's played a huge role because I just have always believed that the more I tap into that side of me, the more abundance I will have. And the more I've tapped into that side of me, the more abundance I have had. So it's been kind of like this perpetual kind of confirmation of what I've always felt like.
Yeah.
But it's developing more and more and more.
Yeah.
Like, and certainly after, it's always been really strong in me, but certainly after last year and that 4 months of really not knowing what life was going to be like, I dived really deep into it then. And so it's for the last, since then, last 18 months, it's been even more so.
I think I say all the time, I say it so frequently. I'm like, a forensic accountant could come and go through my business and my books and they would be like, how the hell did you do this?
Yeah.
Right? Because it
doesn't make
magic.
Logical sense.
It's magic. Like, I cannot explain how the magic works. I just know that it does.
Mm.
And so that's the hardest thing for me to get on a live stream and talk about. But it's also the hardest thing for me to explain about how I've created the life that I create, because it is all magic. It is the belief in magic. It is in synchronicities, which I know that you're in full alignment with. I mean, we've had the last 2 weeks of, like, synchronicity after synchronicity.
Yep.
That landed us today, like, literally plotting out
a
huge
multi-million dollar
empire on a whiteboard. But it's all synchronicity and it's all magic and it's all believing that we can do anything that we want to do, but also really diving deeply into that magic and the synchronicity and, like,
well, it's kind of believing everything, you can do anything, and knowing that the universe, the magic, whatever it is, has your back.
Yeah.
It's so you they just show up.
Cliche, right? Like,
it does sound
people
cliche,
say it all the time. Like,
show up,
oh, the universe has
way.
Your back. The universe has
yeah.
your back. The universe is always conspiring in your favor, but there is a moment that comes when you do enough of this work, when you do enough of this deconstruction of programming, when you do enough of this showing up, when you do enough of acknowledging and following the signs, there is a moment when the switch flips.
Mm.
And you don't know it in the moment. So you sit there and say, yeah, the universe has my back. The universe is always conspiring in my favor. Everything's always working out in my
yeah.
favor.
And then
you
look back
and
say
it,
and
you say it. And then all of a sudden one day you're like, it actually does.
Yeah.
I actually believe it.
Yeah.
And when that switch flips, it never unflips.
Yeah. Because now the thing is, it's like you see another reality. And so it's like your eyes have woken to something you can't unsee. And now you're just like, so now I know that it does. And the more that you believe it does, the more it does.
Yep.
So then the more you believe in your own ability to do anything and show up in any way, and next thing you're doing crazy things and have created another multi-million dollar empire. So.
Yeah. And that may be the thing. It may actually just be that it is the deconstruction of the programming and the conditioning. It's when we get that out of the way that we're actually able to lean into the magic, that
yeah.
we're actually able to lean into the synchronicities and acknowledge the gifts that are being bestowed upon us
every second of every day 100%. That we just can't see before.
Do you know what I feel like it does? I feel like inside of each and every one of us, we have this beautiful, beautiful, whatever color you want it to be, crystal that's inside of us, right? That actually can attract and allows us to be magical and do anything that we want. And these beliefs is like the plaque that is kind of like cased on the crystal. And when you do these kinds of things, it's like you're chipping that plaque off and wiping that plaque off. And so you're just allowing it to be this beautiful, clear crystal that is shining through. Whereas those...
And then magnetizes.
And magnetizes everything. So then it's all just, everything's attracting to you, but then also coming through you as well. So that's what I feel like it is. I feel like it's like we've got this crystal inside of us. We're all, every single human is this beautiful human crystal. And these beliefs is just like this shitty plaque that somehow gets stuck with all the words and all the things and all the TV and whatever our parents say and our grandmothers say and our whatever, whoever in our environment says, this plaque. And we just need to kind of brush it all off, shine up this crystal inside of us.
So... Well, thanks for being here. You're welcome. I appreciate you sharing your story. And I think it's great to, you know, I feel like so blessed and lucky. I literally get to hang out with these incredible women and these incredible men that are all in so much alignment with where I am in my life and that believe that we can have everything we deeply desire and we see nothing but infinite possibilities in front of us. And the more I'm around these people, the more inspired I am to do this work in the world, because the more people I want to be in this place and position that we are. And at the same time, like, I want people to understand that it still takes work here. It still takes work on a day-to-day basis to show up and reinforce those beliefs and fully energetically back ourselves in the life that we want to create and the life that we want to desire. And it's not easy. Like, it's not easy, because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be a millionaire. Everyone would be making six figures a month. Like, that just is not the reality, because most people aren't actually willing to, one, show up and face the programming and the darkness and the things that are holding them back.
They're not willing to spit polish their crystal.
They're not willing to spit polish their crystal. But if you are, like, literally, if you're willing to show up and do the work, like, that is how the magic happens. Mm. And, you know, I think I get people that show up and they're like, you're just bypassing. You're just bypassing the reality of people in the world who are living in poverty. And I mean, maybe you can speak to that a little bit, because one of the things that people say a lot to me is, well, what about the people that are living in poverty that don't have the opportunities that you had growing up? And I was like, well, listen, I was raised by a single mom who was sometimes working three jobs, but frequently working two jobs to support me. And I didn't grow up, you know, and yes, I am privileged. Yes, I lived a life of privilege. But to teach people that they are limitless and to teach people that their ability to create is unlimited, to me, is not bypassing. Because I have seen so many people come from a severely impoverished state to states of tremendous wealth and abundance because they believed that they could.
100%. Like, even, I guess, if I look even back to my childhood, some of my childhood friends are still in that state. Mm-hmm. And I look back and I think, what really is the difference between them and me? And it was just the belief.
Yeah.
The belief that I deserved more to get out of there. Yeah. And I didn't really... I mean, I did in the beginning care what they say because they're your peer group. But then as I got older and older, I realized they just don't have the life I want. So why was I listening to them?
Yeah.
So, yeah, seek out the people who live the life you want. They're the ones that have the blueprint. So they're the ones that you need to be listening to and following and being guided by, because if they have the life you want, then that's where they're your guiding light. That's where you need to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like as well, you hit another level as well where you hit a different reality.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know that, you know, people living in another reality. We're living in a different reality. We broke through that, though.
Yeah.
And it's how to break through it. It's how to break through from that reality to the next reality to the next reality.
Yeah.
So that's part of the guiding process, too. Awesome. Well, I will love you, and leave you in the very capable hands of the wonderful Miss Leah. But yeah, super excited about the program, and I'm sure that I sit here next year saying I'm a 7-figure a month. Oh my god!
So
awesome. All right.
All right.
High five. See you tomorrow.
Oh, we just totally missed each other.
Oh,
we're like,
we?
This happens when we're trying to cheers champagne also. I'm not quite sure that
we
just
got videos,
kind of missed
we don't
the mark.
Know what we're doing. See, we don't know what we're doing, and somehow we're still doing all the things.
Yeah.
So, I think it's the crystal that must be shining.
Yeah, it's just the crystal shining through.
All right.
Coordination
bye-bye.
Be damned.
Thank you.
So let me tell you guys something. We're just in this incredible time in the history of humanity that it's not going to come again in our lifetime. We're not going to have the ability to take inspired action to create choice like we do at this time in history. And because so much is up in the air and because so much is shifting and changing, that makes things difficult in some sense, but it also makes things a very, very good time to begin to shift and change the things that always have been. And so energetically, we're being supported right now to step into worthiness, to step into greatness, to step into choice, to create economic freedom for ourselves like we've never been able to before. Our parents didn't have this. Our grandparents didn't have this. Our great-grandparents didn't have this. They didn't have these opportunities that we have right now because of everything that's happening on the world stage. And that's it. So I have been at it since 7 a.m. this morning, and tomorrow is a day off. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world. And remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you are so worthy, and you are so deserving. And literally all it takes is a decision. It takes a decision to show up. It takes a decision to look at the hard things. It takes a decision to be willing to do whatever it takes to shift your current reality. And you are the most powerful creator in your reality. And please don't ever forget that. Mwah!
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.